everyone. I'm Emma, a certified dog trainer.
And I'm Kirsten, a certified dog behavior consultant.
And this is Dog Chats. Join us as we chat about dog behavior, having fun with your dogs, and building relationships. We will offer practical advice and a bit of humor. Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 7. This time we're going to talk about getting your dogs ready for the holiday season. So we've got a lot of celebration going on over the next few months. And honestly, I love this time of year, not because of the weather, but I love all the rituals
that happen
this time of the year.
Yeah.
But in saying that, and this year is probably going to be a little bit more normal than we've had the last couple of years. So we might have more people in our house. Mm-hmm. We might have just more activities. We might be traveling with our dogs. There's a bunch.
We might even be out more.
Yes, or we might be away and our dogs might be home with the dog sitter while we go to celebrate. Mm-hmm. So we figured we'd talk about all of that and all the things that we might want to think about over the holidays.
And look forward to with our dogs.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, the days are going to get shorter. We know that. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be spending more time inside when we're having these celebrations.
Yeah.
So what does that look like for our dog or dogs in our household?
Yeah, it can mean, you know, Uncle Joe comes over with his big booming voice and he smells funny. It can be, you know, family members who are toddlers or elderly or just move different than your dog's used to.
Yes.
You know, just numbers in the home.
Exactly. And they may not have seen that many people or they may not have ever seen kids before in the home. So how do we deal with that?
Management.
Exactly. And knowing your dog too. Yes. Knowing how much they can deal with, right?
Yeah.
So can they deal with a house full of 15, 20 people?
Yeah.
That would be a great celebration.
Yeah.
Are they just used to having you in the house and suddenly all these people that they've never met before coming in? So what is the best for your dog? If they're friendly and they're like, woohoo, great.
Party.
Then we might want to think about, is it too much and they're going to get too hyped up and jump on everybody when they come in? Mm-hmm. Or is it too much for them and we need to give them a quiet space
for them to hang off duty. I'm going to jump in there and say that off-duty hack is brilliant. Kim Brophy's idea of practice without visitors, having your dog in a quiet space, celebrate, you know, oh, you're going to get a Kong and a topple and a bone and just make it crazy good for them. And then take everything away and let them out. So starting small, like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, then you start adding in visitors and they're in their off-duty hack. You don't have to decide who comes in the door. You don't have to, like, you know, follow somebody around and see if you like them or not. You're going to be over there having a great time. And then we'll bring you out later on leash once everybody's in and settled.
Cool. And when you say your own little off time, is that a space in another room or is that a space behind an X-Pen or is that just another place in the room?
Can be anywhere. You know, so 4 different dogs in my house.
Yes.
Neve's got to be in her crate because it's just too exciting when somebody comes to the door and she makes bad choices. Mick is on a tie down because he actually does better if he sees the people coming in the room instead of being away and then coming in and being surprised. So he's on a tie down in the corner on his bed with a bone.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie's in my arms because if I'm holding him up, when somebody comes in the door, he feels a lot better. And once everybody's in and I set him down, he's totally fine.
He's totally fine.
Dakota takes herself upstairs and just avoids
She's
people.
Like, not for me.
I'm doing this on my own. So there's so many options.
There really is. Yeah. And we just want to make sure definitely our dogs are comfortable. That's the main thing to make sure. And if your dog has any sort of guarding or anything, we may not want to leave stuff out when other people are coming into the house and they might be passing by. But so let's think about other things that are happening during the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just made me think about, you know, so they're off duty, then we bring them back in the room.
Yes.
We tend to have a lot of food and drink places.
And in different places.
Yes.
I have to tell you, one year I brought chocolate back from Ireland because I was going to make this cake that my mom used to call crazy cake. And I put all the dairy milk chocolate, I put it on a sideboard that I never put anything on before.
Yeah.
And I just left it there because I was like, that's my Christmas stash, right, to make my cake. And I came back later on in the day and my dog had ate some of the chocolate.
Scary. Luckily, it was dairy chocolate.
It was dairy chocolate.
Milk chocolate.
So just while we're on that for the chocolate is toxic. Mm-hmm. But again, toxic is this big range of just GI upset to like you're running to the emergency room. So chocolate, the darker the chocolate it is, the more toxic it
is. Like baking chocolate's the worst.
Exactly. And it's the amount they actually take.
Based on their weight.
Based on their weight. So really just, it's good to know that because there's always chocolate in my house.
Yeah.
And then during the holidays, there's even more of it in the house. So always just keeping an eye on that. And you know, just put it out there. There's a poison control number you can call and it will ease you.
It's on my fridge. Yeah, I highly recommend that. Because a couple times dogs have gotten into chocolate in our house and it's that moment of do we take them in and have the charcoal given to the emergency pet. And they can tell you over the phone if you have the product. You can even text them a picture and your dog's weight. Whether or not you need to go in. So.
Exactly. And it's, I think it's about $80 right now. I can't remember.
Yeah, I've called it. It was 65 last time I called, but that was probably 5 years
somewhere,
ago.
Somewhere totally in worth. There. So it's kind of peace of mind if you ever need it. Anyway.
Can I tell a funny holiday story?
Yeah.
So Bear, our old pug, was amazingly dexterous with his paws. And we decided that the girls were going to give their teachers, as a holiday gift, hot cocoa in a mason jar. And, you know, you have to unscrew the jar, and you put all the layers in, so there's baking cocoa, and there was marshmallows.
Yum.
And blood, yeah. Screw the top back on, and they're on the kitchen table. Somehow he, when we left that morning.
No.
Yeah.
He, unscrewed I think he. Unscrewed the top?
Well, got it off the table to begin with, so he must have been working with the cats. And he unscrewed it, and we came in, and we did have to take him to pet emergency, because I was baking, and they pumped his stomach, and he was okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Then later, I came home, somebody had given us a holiday gift of granola in a mason jar, and I walked into him with his cheek on the side of the jar, holding the jar down, and then using his paw to open it, and he opened it in front of me.
Wow.
I know. Well, so don't think just having, you know, the chocolate on the table is safe.
And then the holidays, there's always food everywhere.
Yeah.
So, you know, management, either keep your dog in a safe place away when the food comes out, so they're off on their own, especially if you have a counter surfer in the house. You know, some dogs might be fine. Some dogs just go, that's food on the table, I'm never going to touch it. But if you have a dog that might be tempted,
because
we want to make sure, like, foods like bones or fatty meats or anything like that can cause upset to the stomach.
Yummy bones and fatty meats. And the other thing is that's when I have guests coming around that will put the cheese tray on the coffee table.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't know,
that's
like, right,
that's,
under my
that's
dog's
a great place to
you know,
it.
And she's a dog trainer, so her dogs probably wouldn't eat anything off a coffee table, right? No
and
way.
And then you see the dogs just walking around, the tongue comes out, goes swish into the mouth, keep walking. Yeah. You know, they know, they're like, I shouldn't
shop
be,
with
but this is a great opportunity. And even dropping stuff, you know, like if you've got a lot of people in the house, stuff drops on the floor.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you've got a dog that's got an awesome stomach, great. The holidays are going to be fine. But if you've got a dog with a sensitive stomach, you're going to have to
watch. So thinking about that prevention, right?
You know, exactly.
And not expecting your guest to have any knowledge about what your dog is going to do and what it isn't.
Yeah. You know? And sometimes they'll be feeding from the plate, too. Like, they'll be like, oh, would your dog like some cheese? Here
you
go. So it's a good time for the dogs if they've got a good stomach. And then watch other foods that you would think about is, like, just those normal things that are everyday foods anyway, like grapes and onions. And the other thing is the sugar-free stuff is something that you got to worry about because the xylitol is in there and that's pretty toxic to dogs. I hate that we're just talking about the toxic stuff. So we're going to get into the fun in a minute, but just all those prevention ones is just to watch anything that's got sugar-free. Just check that if it has xylitol in it because that can, that can be pretty toxic to dogs.
Let's talk about gifts.
Let's talk about gifts, right? So there's so many wonderful, like you see in the toy or the toy stores, in the pet stores, they bring out all their Christmas stuff. Like it could be a hedgehog that was just a normal hedgehog all the rest of the year and suddenly it has
a hat
on him or some sort of colors of the holidays on him.
So fun. But you can make gifts because I was going to say I have this dog bone cookie cutter.
Yes.
And I love baking dog cookies.
Oh.
And then giving those to your friends.
What's in there?
I don't know because I buy it from Trader Joe's and it's a mix. But so that, there's lots of mixes you can buy.
Yes.
But you can also make it with like peanut butter, flour, a little bit. I bet if you Googled dog cookie recipe. There's a
million. There's stuff in there. And just make sure the peanut butter doesn't have xylitol, because there's a couple of brands.
I knew you were going to say that.
And I know here in California, I have never seen those. Well, in Northern California, I've never seen those brands with the xylitol.
Yeah.
But if anybody's listening to us in the rest of the country, just something to
good
check.
Good to know.
You know I'm going to.
I know. But thinking about, and then what fun projects to, you know, bake with family and then deliver the dog bone cookies.
To the dogs.
I used to have my girls, we would go into their class and bake dog bone cookies and bring them to the local shelter for the holiday.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. That's great. And they're lovely gifts to give to other people that have dogs, mm-hmm. your friends and stuff like that, as well as your own dogs if they let them leave the house.
Yeah.
The treats, not the dogs. And then some other stuff presence-wise that you like for your...
Like brain games. You know, we've talked before about the taking the toilet paper roll and making that a treat game, and or a plastic water jug or milk jug, putting some holes in it. Just treat yourself to a couple new toys for your dog with some recycled products.
Exactly, or some squeaky plush toys that they just get. And actually, I've always wrapped my dog's presents as well.
Me
and
too.
Just kind of let them unwrap it themselves, pull the paper off, and that can be fun as well, as long as they don't eat it.
Yeah,
that can be fun as well. And then just to be thinking about if people gifts are out there. So this goes for, we were just talking about, if it's a new puppy to the house or just a new dog to your house
that
may spend the first holidays with you, is just to be thinking about what you have wrapped. And we tend to put a lot of those on the ground, that if you think your dog is going to get into them. I remember we had a Maltese when I was younger, and if you put any of the presents on the ground, he would just like be in there ripping them apart, kind of checking them out.
Oh my gosh, I remember our Lhasa Apso would pee on the tree and then get it all over the gifts. I mean, and this went on for years. Like, why did nobody make that connection? Max is going to pee on the gifts again. Why do we keep putting them under a tree? Why is there a tree in the living room?
And it's hard, you know, if you've got kids, they want the gifts out, and it's hard to say we can't put the gifts out because the dog is going to get into them. So
what could we do?
So you could put an X pen. You could put a setup around, if you have a tree in your house.
Yeah.
You could put, and that goes for even decorations that you might have on the tree or anything. If you have any sort of display for the holidays at all, it's good to protect it. I mean, like, there's those funny things that you see pictures on the internet of, like, trees upside down so that they can't get it, or somebody just has lights on their wall to represent whatever it is because it's too much, and you just got kittens, so.
I know. And so I was thinking, is this going to be a smaller tree this year?
Yes.
On a table or something. Because I remember when Jackson was a kitten, he used to actually climb the tree and it would fall over.
Oh.
And that would be bad. So I'm going to have to do some research.
And there is some great pictures too of cats like looking out or playing with some of the ornaments and stuff like that. And candles too are a big thing for a lot of the celebrations around this time of the year. So just making sure candles are not any place where they could knock them over, So that might be.
Yeah, if they have a smell too, that can draw them up.
I know, it could be a smell. They'd be like, that sounds...
Cookie candle.
That's like yummy. Yeah. Cinnamon. Yummy.
Now that we're talking about decorations, I have to tell my story about when I was... How old was I? 7. We had this nativity scene from my Polish grandmother. I was probably from Poland. Very beautiful. And we had this kitten, Apache. And for some reason, the next morning, Apache was playing with this ball on the kitchen floor and rolling it around with her paws. And we were like, oh, that's so funny. Who got the kitten a ball? And my sister picks it up, and it was baby Jesus's head. She ate the head off of baby Jesus in the manger. It was really traumatizing. We had to talk my sister down about, you know, whether or not she needed an exorcism. The cat, not my sister.
Oh, no. I know. But that's the wonderful time. That's what's wonderful about this time of year is we have great stories if you've had good holidays. And I have to say, I have. It's like my favorite time. Just the cooking and stuff like that reminds me, like, it just brings memories back as soon as you get the smells of those things that you just cook around this time of the year. And it brings great memories of my mom.
Yeah.
And, you know, our dog that we had growing up as well, all of those. I remember... side note as well, my brother got an Atari video game right at the beginning. He actually worked at Atari in Ireland for a while. And when we got that, our dog, the Maltese, we'd sit in front of the TV and we'd be, you know, the joystick uh-huh. and playing. And he just was constantly in front of it. Like, just did not want us to be playing with it. Like, he just was constantly stepping in front of it.
No more screens.
Walking over it. Going, you know, the machine and not doing that. So that so it does bring back some good memories this time of the year.
Yeah, and just thinking about that tradition, every year my mom would give us each a gift from the dog.
Oh, and that's great.
Still does. So, you know, we end up with something. But, and I remember as a kid thinking, like, wow, Max went to Sears and got me this hat, you know. Cute.
That's
those rituals are so important, and including our pets in the rituals
exactly.
and traditions.
And just even, you know, we always used to get out while our beautiful meal was being cooked. We'd always go out for a morning walk.
Yes.
And just doing that with the mm-hmm. dog in that crisp air, well, depending on where you live, but for me, it was definitely crisp air in Ireland, damp and crisp air. And it was always great to just get out for a little bit for a walk. And what better companion than to bring your dog out with you during that time and get some exercise before we all fill our bellies.
Right. And I used to do that with my border collie. That was part of my ritual. And thinking about getting her out and burning off a little steam and getting some mental stimulation before the guests came.
That's great.
Because we tend to ignore them, right? We're cleaning and cooking and fiddling about. And then all of a sudden people are there and the dog hasn't had much attention.
The dog is looking at you going, mm-hmm. I'm ready to play. Right. Let's go. Let's go. One other thing to talk about too is the plants that might come into our house during the holidays.
Yeah, some scary stuff.
So I'm going to let you pronounce it because I do a terrible job. What is the plant?
With my Chicago accent, poinsettia.
Yes.
The poinsettia, those ones with the big red
leaves. Yeah, and there was kind of something going around that they were terrible, terrible. They're toxic, but they can just make the dog a little sick.
Well, they'd have to eat a lot of it, right?
Yes, it's some liquidy stuff that comes off mm-hmm. of them.
Oil.
So that's one of the things. Yeah. And then the other things that might be in your house.
Mistletoe. Depending on how romantic you are.
Yes, well, I've never had mistletoe in my house. Holly, mm-hmm. too, can that be good for dogs?
The holly berries or the leaves?
The holly. The berries, but I think there could be something in the leaves, too.
And they're certainly prickly.
Yeah, these are just things that we bring into our house that are not normally there.
Yeah, so interesting. They're like shade plants, aren't they, now that I'm thinking about it?
You know, that just made me think of something else. Something that hasn't been in our house before, like dogs that are a little sensitive to change in the environment.
Right.
Even like bringing decorations or doing something in your house can really, like, they can go, whoa, not going into the living room anymore because there is something scary in there. So really giving them time to figure things out
That. You know, and Em and I were talking about certainly with a new puppy, mm-hmm. but also if you've got a rescue dog who maybe hasn't been in a home and this is their first time, could even be this, you know, first holiday in this country.
Yes.
And all of a sudden there's all these new decorations appearing. We have to be sensitive to that novelty.
So the other thing we want to bring up is, what have you already got in your toolbox that you can use for over the holidays?
Mm-hmm.
And talking about novelty, I always think it's fun to put something in the environment that wasn't there before. We can do this before the holidays. This is something we should always be doing. Like maybe out in your yard, you suddenly open up an umbrella and let it lay down in the ground mm-hmm. and then let your dog out of the house and see how they react. Are they scared or are they just like, umbrella? What's the problem? Maybe put some treats around it, have them go out and discover it. And when I say it should be fun.
Right, we're not pulling them over there on their leash.
And we don't want a dog that comes out and shakes and tail between their legs. We're just getting them used to different things that in the environment may look different. You might even notice that, like when you go for a walk and it's garbage day and then like the dogs are like, whoa, that bin wasn't there yesterday. Where did that come from?
Or what about a blow up holiday thingy on your front yard that makes a noise because then it's moving in the wind?
Yes, and I've had that. I've walked Kiva down the street and one of those ones is like doing this and she, you know, swaying. I can't see what I'm doing. And she's like, whoa.
Yeah, so thinking from their perspective, you know, because we tend to get used to all this stuff, but if it's a dog who came from another country, had never seen a blow-up snowman.
Exactly. Or a reindeer, you know, they have like the reindeer scene out in the front yard and she's like, whoa, is that a dog?
Mickey's actually gone after a light-up reindeer. Seriously. And getting back to the novel items, it could be something as simple as like a cardboard box.
Yeah.
You know, just putting that, I remember Patricia McConnell's book talking about adding that cardboard box to the living room. And for her border collie, that just rocked his world. And she had to figure out how to add it at more distance, you know, took the box outside. Yeah. And
so that's a great thing to start off with. Mm-hmm. And then what else do you have, like, that's in your toolbox that you might already have taught your dog to do? Mm-hmm. So lay on the mat.
Yeah, I was just going to say, relax on the mat.
Relax on the mat. Yeah,
before the guests come, let's just have some decompression, mindfulness, you know, Zen moments on the mat to empty that bucket. So they're starting from a good place.
Do you have an exercise you do for greetings so that your dog doesn't jump all over your guests?
Right.
Be thinking about doing all of these.
Yeah, might be find it.
As the weeks get closer to whatever celebration you're going to have.
Yeah.
So that's good, and thinking about that. So really kind of go, here's what I've got.
Mm-hmm.
What can I use?
Yeah.
And that's what it all is. That's what we go to your house to teach you to do is just those things, those life skills that you're going to need to use with your dog.
Right.
But then on the other side, there's the fun things. So. Yeah. We can also teach our dogs some fun tricks to show during the holidays, right?
Absolutely. So, you know, you could be thinking about how to take tricks they already know and putting a little spin, no pun intended, on them. So, because that can be really fun. There's people who are coming in who haven't met your dog yet, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a chance for your dog to show off and feel proud with low pressure.
So there's so many fun things. Spin, weaves. Just touching your hand, two paws on the gift, right?
Yeah.
So there's lots of little great tricks that you could teach your dog.
Hope you all have a wonderful holiday season with your dogs, and that you are safe and happy and healthy, and remember to laugh.
Thanks for tuning in today, and hope you'll join us for our next episode. You can reach Emma at ecdogtraining.com or on Instagram at ecdog_training.
And Kirsten at
kwhappydogs.com or on Facebook at KW Happy Dogs. Don't forget to hit subscribe. See you next time.